across the way, one by one, were disappearing and going into their house, exactly. closing windows, right. shutting doors.
And they were like, you know, there's a lot of people who really get into people with full bladders who pee. And I'm like, finally, my Depends are sexy. I'm taking wearing Depends to next level sexiness. So, yeah. So Fatty and I were having a good old chat about that while we were in the chat room. So I did. I listened to that show. And then I listened to The Geeky Gay and Big Fatty. And I got to hear the story of one of Fatty's listeners, Dan, who has rocked me to my core all day long. So I like text Fatty. And I'm like, what can we do? Where can we send help? And he's like, okay, we don't know if there's anything wrong, but it's fine. So yes, I did. I listened to two shows, and they were good. They were, well, they're talking about, you know, sticking pins in your taint, serial killing, and drinking pee.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Finally, Fatty's Depends are sexy.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2748. UFO for Wednesday the 8th of August 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I got a little Pride 48 news and lots of voice letters, including one from my Northeast straight boyfriend. Yes, Big Freddy. Hello, Humpers B. Fanny, was there another gentleman called? No, B. Fanny, are you okay? Squeaky gentleman caller, are you okay? Okay. Anyway, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're humpers today because it's hump day. Yes, me, Fanny. And, y'all, I gotta tell you, well, Big Fatty, before you start that, you got to get Hot Cub to take a shot, cause you're gonna play that Alex Lefebvre music. Big Fatty, do you have to pay a licensing fee every time? It's not a licensing fee. What is that called? It's called a... what is that called when you... When they play something and it's a... Big Fatty, I hear everybody shouting it out, but I can't quite make out what they're saying. It's a... a royalty, that's it. Big Fatty, do you have to pay Alex Lefebvre and a royalty every time you play that? No, Joe Batanz takes care of that. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, what was I saying? Y'all, I was sitting here in my easy chair prior to coming in here. Big Fatty, that's not the special chair. No, that's very different. Very different. Y'all, I was sitting in the easy chair, and although the special chair makes things easy, I had one of those kale solids for a late lunch, and y'all, it has made me extremely gassy at both ends, Benny. But y'all, I was sitting here thinking, you know, this whole retirement thing, I thought it was going to, there for a while, I thought it was going to feel like the vacation. But y'all, I've just fallen right into it, and y'all, it just feels natural. You know, that kind of sounds a little vulgar, anyway, y'all, the only unnatural thing about being retired is that other than the old gal, Well, I guess Moose P and the number one fan, Bill in St. Louis, I guess they'll retire also. And Archer's retired. But he's on the Blue Haired Rents cruise up there to the Alaska. I beg, but is he going to see Tim? I don't know, but he'll see Tim in Nolans. But y'all, Perfetti, y'all, do you remember Perfetti from years ago? He's on the same cruise as Archer. Yes, Perfetti, but anyway, what I was saying is, all my other friends, y'all, they're not retired. Y'all, I got a textimonium this morning from that Hendrick. Y'all, you know Hendrick from over there in the, used to live over there in the perfume, Germany. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, he sent me a textimonium. Y'all, and, well, since I'm talking about it, I guess we ought to do this. Now, y'all, sometime overnight on Monday night, y'all, all the suits, y'all, the turnip head was responsible for this, but y'all sent out the letter from the suits to everybody that's coming to Nolans for the Pride 48, send out the letter with the information about the weekend and what to expect and what the special events are. And y'all, I'm happy to say that the register buttons over at pride48.com are now active. You can go over there and sign up for the different events. Big Fatty's already been over there and signed up for things. And y'all, anyway, getting back to that Hendrick. Hendrick had gotten his letter, and he's like, "Oh, Big Fatty, are you gonna go on the paddle wheel?" And I said, "Well, I'm not sure yet, you know, because I don't know when we're gonna get the studio and everything, so I may have to be helping set all that up and everything." But anyway, y'all, we got on to some quite vulgar, some very vulgar things to talk about. Y'all, then on Mr. Cackle sent me a message. Oh, Big Randy, I don't see the Naughty Boy events. Well, y'all, it's right there in the schedule. Y'all, if go back and read the damn thing again. Anyway, but y'all, if you did not, if you're going to Nolans and you're a podcaster or just an attendee, if you did not get the letter, you need to let us know, cause something went amok. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I know I haven't called in a month of Sundays, but I have some exciting news. Today, or tonight, I should actually say, it's not only clean nightgown night, it's clean sheets, pillowcases, mattress pad, towels, and just regular laundry clean night. So we should be sleeping in glorious smelling sheets tonight. Now, if I'd only just washed my damn comforter, but that was another like $10, and technically the thing is only dry clean only, and yeah, well, we can't have it all. Alright, love you. Bye.
Yeah, that's y'all, that of course is Princess Hannah, and Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And first of all, Princess Anna, before I forget, there was a can. There was a can that arrived here at the villa, in the villa mailbox. So I'm assuming that's a celebration of exiting the birth canal, card. So I'm gonna hold that off for a couple of days. But Princess Anna, you know, I've had that voice letter for quite a while, and even though y'all, I've received an e-letter. I've received an e-letter from Princess Anna. Y'all, you might want to sit down on this one, because with all those the clean towels and sheets and pillowcases and everything else, y'all, I think she's probably going to have to throw her underpants away, because y'all back on the third. What is that, last Friday? Y'all, she sent me a picture. She sent me a picture of a little stuffed toy unicorn, and it says, look at what the unicorn pooped out. And y'all, it appears that there is an engagement ring for Princess Hana, and then she says, and I said yes. I wonder, Big Fanny, did she say it just like that? Probably so. And she says, you can announce this if you feel so to do so. If you feel so to do so. So y'all, if you see Princess Hana on the 20 of the face space, y'all send her some congratulations. Yes, Big Fanny, and maybe even we'll sing a little song.
Hoop-de-doo, I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Hoop-de-doo, hoop-de-doo, this kind of music is like heaven to me.
Hoop-de-doo, hoop-de-doo, it's got me higher than a kite.
Hand me down my soup and fish, I'm gonna get my wish. Hoop-de-dooing it tonight.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Randy in Pennsylvania. I just wanted to say hi and let you know I'm here. Sorry I missed the Our Little Show this morning. I was taking a sip of water, so that's why you didn't hear me. But I am here. I heard the show. I never miss the show. And as a matter of fact, you even take a shower with me in the morning.
Hoop-de-doo.
Well, actually not with me. You're playing on the little bench where my clothes are for when I get out of the shower. So you're as close to in the shower as you can get. And also, I just wanted to mention, I think the reason why you're not sleeping very well is because of all of the nipper naps during the day. If you would stay awake for more than 2 or 3 hours, maybe you could sleep at night. Just a thought. You might want to give it a try and see. You know, they say the older you get, the less sleep you need. So try sleeping a little less during the day, and then you'll sleep at night. All right. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Randy up there in the penis Slivania. And Randy, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And a Big Fanny, at least he called. You know, Boston Josh couldn't be bothered. Couldn't be bothered. That's because he's unsubscribed. Oh, that's right. I forgot he had unsubscribed. Yes, Big Fanny.
Oh, my goodness, Big Fanny. Alan and I just did a 4-kilometer fun run at work. Oh my goodness, can you imagine running 4 kilometers at the beginning of August? Okay, well, yes, technically it's winter, but it's, oh, I don't know, 24 degrees today. Good boy, where are you going? Come on. Oh, I'm exhausted. I'm so fat and unfit. My ankles are throbbing. Tell Kathy Bacon I need a wheelchair organized when my Delta flight lands in South Dakota. And we'll also need wheelchair access to go up Mount Rushmore to see President Trump, big fat buffhead. Okay, thanks. Hope I make it to America. Bye.
Dear Big Fatty, is he in a wind tunnel? I think so. Y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie battler Scotty. Y'all, he'll be down there in the Nolans. Y'all, he 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today, Big Fatty will be arriving in the Big Easy. Big Fatty, you are the Big Easy. And, you know, Scotty, you know, it's... It's going to be quite hot in New Orleans, and you know, if you're going to need a wheelie chair in South Dakota, maybe you and Wendy Cameron can go in on a double decker down there in New Orleans. Biff, Fatty, what a lovely idea!
Oh man, I'm telling you. It was really nice to have a midweek kerfuffle from you, talking about sleep in my household. That is a thing of the past, sir. Oh, man. Between having to feed every 3 hours and Mrs. Northeast straight boyfriend having to pump every 3 hours, it takes a toll. And I'm down for it for the next 18 or so years. It's never gonna end. Oh, man. But he's, Mr. Northeast Straight Baby's doing real good. He's had 2 doctor's appointments so far. He is up to 6 pounds, 15 ounces. So he's gaining weight at a perfect speed, I guess. Perfect increment. Doing really good. And grocery shopping for the first time yesterday, which he slept right through. So that was pretty nice. And, it's kind of nice just getting back into a routine and kind of being a part of society. You know, we kind of almost became shut-ins once he came home because, you know, everything's on his schedule and you find yourself just kind of staring at him while he's sleeping, which is kind of weird. But yeah, doing really good. And, I also wanted to call, I wanted to tell you about this new podcast I started listening to. It's really cool. It's all about how, you know, because I conspiracy theories and stuff and how the government's watching everything and Alexa's listening to everything that you're saying. And it's called But First. And it's all about Big Brother. Crazy. It's really interesting stuff. There's also a TV show, Big Brother, which I don't know why they needed to show Swaggy C visiting Bailey's parents. What is that? Nobody cares. I'd rather watch JC dress up as Raggedy Andy. It's ridiculous. I don't know. But that eviction was a good one last night. But all right, sir, I will let you go. I'm on my way to work so I can take a nap. Love you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is my number one Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan. Yes, Big Fanny. And Dan, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you and to get an update on the Northeast Strait family. And Big Fatty, I just have one question. Perhaps when Northeast Strait Baby can't sleep, Dan should call him, just go in there and start calling him Whitman Tinker. Well, that's not a bad idea. And Big Fatty, the other thing is he was talking about Mrs. Northeast Strait boyfriend pumping. You don't have to... Oh! Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you don't pump every 3 hours. But, well, anyway, we'll just leave it at that. Dan, thank you so much for the update. And that But First little show sounds quite interesting, so I may have to check that out. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, at the beginning. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all heard the kids from over there at the Pot Is My Co-Pilot. Y'all, they were at a wedding for Lollipop this past weekend. And Taffy, as the mother of the bride, is there anything you whispered in your daughter's ear?
Finally, Fatty's depends are sexy.
Oh, Big Fatty, I'm sure that brought a tear to Lollipop's eye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.